You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Attorneys General have met in person for the first time in more than 2 years. The Federal Attorney General wants a national approach to coercive control and a stronger response to sexual assault after campaigning particularly from advocate Grace Tame. Australia's National Research Organisation for Women's Safety says having a common definition of coercive control is critical. The not-for-profit group's Padma Raman says this behaviour is subtle and needs a clear meaning established.
The insidious part of it is often victims, survivors don't recognise that that behaviour is coercive control. That's the whole nature of coercive control. So the more we can do to educate frontline workers, and I don't just mean domestic and family violence workers, but banks, police, people who see women, to be able to recognise where there is coercive control and financial abuse happening would be a really good start.
Queensland and New South Wales are already taking steps towards criminalising coercive control. But Attorney General Mark Dreyfus has told ABC criminal laws are inconsistent around Australia.
If we can get better community awareness of what coercive control is, we can start to take steps to eliminate this conduct. And part of it might be criminalising, but a big part of it is just getting this behaviour recognised.
Coercive control is a type of violence that refers to an ongoing pattern of deliberately controlling behaviour. Mr. Dreyfus says a nationwide strategy for the laws would mean coercive control can be better understood. Ms. Raman says the complexities of the issue need to be managed to ensure marginalised communities are protected.
So especially with our First Nations communities and our immigrant populations, there is often a misreading of the situation where women are then charged. So I think from an evidence point of view, what we're concerned about is any criminalisation of this behaviour does not fall into the category of misidentifying perpetrators of violence.
This issue of misidentification was listed in a communique released after the meeting. Another matter for the top-level legal meeting was to look at measures to prevent Aboriginal deaths in custody. Victorian Corrections staff have confirmed another death in custody, and NITV is reporting the prisoner from Port Phillip is Indigenous. State Premier Daniel Andrews says this is a serious corrections matter and he would not speculate on the cause of death.
What's appropriate and what I'm concerned to do is to allow the coroner to do their important work, and also Corrections Victoria will fully participate in that process and of course conduct their own review as to what happened, whether there's any learnings, whether there's any changes.
He says better healthcare and criminal justice processes are being provided for First Nations people, but further action is needed.
There's more that has to be done here. Our rates of incarceration amongst First Nations Victorians are far too high. It's the same in every state. They're far too high right across our nation. And there are significant challenges there. Partnership is really important here, working with Indigenous communities, working with Aboriginal people to drive better outcomes. That's always been our approach.
The Human Rights Law Centre's legal director, Nick Espy, has told SBS News raising the age of criminal responsibility is crucial to making any cultural shift in the justice sector.
The issue of access to justice is great to hear, a significant issue, and further investment in access to justice I think is vital, particularly there are high rates in most jurisdictions, if not all jurisdictions, of Aboriginal people coming into contact with the justice system. Our jails are unfortunately full of Aboriginal people.
And the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services, Jamie McConachy, is praising the discussions about access to justice.
Legal advice can be the difference between inception into a police vehicle and a police watch house. And not. So it can have life-changing consequences.
But she says the government needs to urgently prioritise Aboriginal-led solutions. If you or someone you know is impacted by sexual assault or family or domestic violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or visit 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. In an emergency, call 000. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.